Hello, welcome to another edition of the Gobeski Wallace Report. My name is Charlie Wallace.
I'm Adam Gobeski, and we have with us four very special guests. We have Tony Huff.
Hello, everybody.
Paul Wilcox.
Great to be here.
And our two victims, Kevin Bredevoog.
Hello.
And Doug Gobeski.
Thanks for having me.
And so since today is the 5th of November, we're going to talk about our 16th movie in the sci-fi shuffle, V for Vendetta.
Glad we're back.
Remember.
I figured someone would stop me, but I guess not. All right. So V for Vendetta.
Hugo Weaving. I'm trying to, what do I remember that, about this?
Natalie Portman.
Mm-hmm.
That guy.
Yes.
I believe it's shaved for yes. her, but.
But she does it in real life though, too.
It is. I think the video of her getting her head shaved, like in the movie, is actually her getting her head shaved, if yes, I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Are you willing to cut your hair? Yeah, I guess, but it's usually better if somebody else does it.
We should have done that for Shenaniganza. We should have all cut each other's hair. It's like,
guess we'll
it's
have
like
to wait Adam, for next year.
Just like when Adam revealed that he was actually bald. On the 10th year, you have to reveal that you're actually bald.
Yeah. All right. So what are we actually talking about then?
Well, back on, well, geez, would it have been October 1st? Was that the first day, Paul? There was a Shenaniganza get-together in Arizona.
It was not the first day.
Oh, was it September 30th?
It was.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. The participants this year were Adam, of course. Paul?
Actually, no. Oh, no, yeah, that was September 30th. We're good.
Just snuck in there. Yeah. I landed at like 10 or something. I can't remember.
Really burying the lead here, Charlie.
What, Doug's got some M&Ms? I'm going to do that first.
Ooh, yeah. Did you also have terrible M&Ms? I assume.
I mean, I was talking more about you're not calling it by its proper name, but we can do the M&Ms first. That's fine.
Yeah. So did you also get these, Charlie, or is it just
no, I didn't. Yeah, I did by due diligence and rummaged through a shopping cart of Halloween candy the day after Halloween, and it was not there. They're like three shopping carts full of candy, discount candy.
It is M&M's milk chocolate pumpkin pie artificial flavor. So, yeah, I got these half off after Halloween. Open the bag and I'm hit with a smell of chocolate and pumpkin pie. Well, I mean, maybe it'll be okay. It looks like we got orange, dark brown, and kind of a lighter brown, almost tan color. So let's give it a try.
When are they going to bring back tan M&Ms?
I was not expecting that texture-wise. Hold on, I got to bite through one of these and see if it's got like a candy shell around a chocolate shell around something else. Did not bite correctly. Hold on. No, it looks like it's just solid chocolate inside, but like it definitely, it's thicker than a normal M&M, so I think maybe that's why it's giving weird resistance.
Like denser or larger?
Thicker. Like in the middle, it's, so you know how it's disc-shaped? This is closer to a sphere than a regular M&M.
Oh,
it's still,
okay, yeah.
It's still disc, but it's like a fat disc. I mean, that's not very good.
We didn't talk about the flavor at all. This is all about shapes.
Honestly, kind of has like a hint of pumpkin pie flavor, just enough to kind of ruin the chocolate. Like it's overwhelmingly chocolate flavored, but it's chocolate with pumpkin pie, and I don't think those two necessarily go together.
Is it distinctly pumpkin-y, or is it kind of like that that nutmeg or whatever flavor?
Well, I don't know the various spices.
Is there any cumin?
I do not believe so.
All right.
Cinnamon?
Carnauba wax?
If they made cumin, if they made cumin M&Ms, would you feel compelled to try them?
Depends on if it would be artificially flavored or naturally flavored. Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Did you just bite into a seed? What's going on?
I'm a slow reader, and I'm reading through all of the ingredients. What the F? The last two ingredients are natural flavor and gum acacia. There's no artificial flavoring called out, at least, but the package very clearly says artificial flavor and does not say natural flavor. So I don't know that these even know what they are.
Do you sense any artificial flavor since you seem to be sensitive to it?
I'm not really getting the kind of chemical flavor that you'd expect from artificial flavor. Yeah, it's really just that these are thick milk chocolate M&Ms that have just kind of a hint of pumpkin pie flavor. I mean, it's all right. You know, I'm not going to throw them out. I just won't enjoy them very much.
All right. Well, thanks for that update on a candy that's been discontinued already.
We like to do and, that here.
Charlie, if you would.
Hold on. I have one final thing to say. I bought them on clearance, half off. In retrospect, I should have waited a couple more days until they were 70% off. Then they would have probably been worthwhile.
If they were still there.
If they were still there.
All right. Well, thank you, Doug. And Charlie, would you like to properly introduce the episode?
Yeah, we're here today to talk about Shenanigansia. That's the 10th anniversary of Shenanigansia. And I believe...
Wait, hold on. What? What did you just say?
Shenanigansia? Tenza?
Are we schwines?
We're shying things.
Tenza. Shenanigansia. Oh, that's hard to say. Like Tony Danza.
No, exactly. You're not going around calling him Tony Danja.
Maybe we should.
Yeah.
I think this is the first one that I've fully participated in. I've been to other ones.
That is true.
For short periods of time.
You've been on the outside looking in, but I don't know that you've ever been on the inside looking in.
That's right. I've dipped my toe.
Yeah.
And so it was me and you and Paul and Tony. Of course, I was not there at the beginning. Neither was Tony. It was Paul who came in first.
Paul always goes first.
Paul likes to extend his vacay.
I do.
Which is fine. No worries. But yeah, he came in and spent the night in his room.
Yep. I left it there for me.
And then,
this room is actually my ground.
And so then I went to work and he did things while I was at work, which he will now describe.
Really? Okay, I was like, that sounds kind of funny.
Paul really enjoys his alone time on vacation.
I do. And what did I do?
Well, it is interesting. Just spending alone time by yourself at your house, like on vacation, is very different than spending alone time at somebody else's place. So it's a very unique experience.
Yeah. It's a true break. You don't just look around and think about all the things you have to do, you know?
That's funny.
Did you make anything exciting for breakfast?
No. What did I do? I walked a mile to get some supplies and check out Zia and eat. And I wasn't ready for the very moderate by Phoenix standards heat. And it was quite an adventure for me.
It was in like what, the 90s, something like that?
Something like that. It was like the low 90s. So not too bad. I was definitely a wimp about it, that's for sure. Because those Waymos were starting to look mighty tempting on the way there.
How many concrete mixers did you have?
Usually takes me about two to get there, two to get back. That's just my daily, though. So I should have threw in another one to...
That's my daily allotment. It's four concrete mixers.
But the large one, the one they don't put on the menu, where they put it in like the extra tall cup.
Doctor tells me I need to
Where they
stop.
Have to like double it up because it's not like strong enough.
All right, so Paul came, and then, I got back from work, and then we hung out doing something.
I feel like we got all our gaming in, you know, all of our Atari gaming.
You certainly got a lot in while I was at work. You set some high scores I haven't beaten yet.
Nice. Still got it.
Yep. And then we went to Book Off.
Yes, we did.
Where you admired their figures.
I did. I picked up, a couple figures.
You got a Genshi Ken or something, right?
Yep. An actual, like, from, I mean, it seems like it, from what I could tell, it was in good shape, but it had to have been from, like, 06, something like that, which it might make it my oldest figure.
And then we went to Fazoli's.
I still can't believe that's real.
What do you mean you can't believe that's real?
I thought those went out of business eons ago.
They did, and then they made a comeback right by my office. It's there in the airport. That's where you can find Fazoli's in Arizona.
I think it's just because I always talk about Fazoli's with Paul. We've never gone, and then you guys just did it. I'm jealous.
I'm like, just the thing with me is I'm always like talking about a Fazoli's because there's one on South Cedar, and I never go to that one. I've been there a few times, you know, but I just get mad that
I never the go one there. On the I've west been side. There a few times.
Yeah.
I didn't want people to think I was, you know, purposefully depriving myself of Fazoli's.
Yeah, so we went to Fazoli's, and then the next day we went to Book Off, the other Book Off, and Paul got a lewd figure there.
Wait, he
did. The fun part about that is that that figure, homeroom teacher, if you will, I saw at the first Book Off for $150, but she was only $100 at the second Book Off.
It's nice you didn't have to go back and return the other one.
It's true.
I wouldn't have done that.
No. You would have made Adam drive over there for $50.
I would have just bought the second one and be like, yep, now I have two.
Twins, yeah.
I wonder. So it was the exact same figure?
It was.
Well, the exact same model. I mean, I don't think they moved it.
No, I guess. No, they didn't. Shuffle it and price it down. Yeah, like, why wouldn't they price in concert? That's so weird that they're different.
I think each store has their own individual pricing because this Book Off is a used store.
Oh,
so okay. Was one of them more used than the other?
What? Not that I heard, but
they were both in the case and they both looked fine to me. So, I mean, maybe there was a difference in box condition, or maybe there's some sort of accessory that I didn't realize was missing, but I didn't see any extra place in the box or anything. So,
or maybe the $100 one arrived later and they already had one in their inventory system.
That could be.
And so
congratulations, Paul.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm looking at the figure right now, actually, here at my desk.
Yeah. So we went to Book Off and I bought a bunch of Famicom games for $3 each. So that was fun. And then, because I'd never been to that Book Off before because it's in far north Phoenix, which meant that we were pretty far away from the airport, but we had just enough time to pick up Charlie from the airport.
Yeah, that's right.
So that we could then record a podcast about Dune.
Yeah, we did that. Well, I guess we don't have to recount that. That's already out there.
Yep. So we did that. And then the next day, we probably did something with Charlie. I don't remember because it's been a month.
I know.
Yeah. What did
But then we picked up Tony from the airport. What happened before we picked up Tony?
Did we play... What was that game? The one? Well, I think we certainly did. I was going to ask, what was that game that had the documentary, like...
Oh, associated Atari with 50 and Karateka.
Karateka. Yeah, that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think ultimately we played that many video games. At least I didn't.
No, we really didn't. It's because Tony's not really a video game guy. So me and Paul don't like to inflict them on him unless he's either watching or doing his own thing.
Okay.
Like playing Civ in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're blaming me for not playing video
games. No, really not. I'm just saying video games aren't really your thing. Like, you either play Civ or we watch Paul play a creepy game where he refuses to see the person hiding in the wall.
that was that a shenanigans? Because that scares me still.
It was. That was shenanigans marinara.
That was Paul's best joke.
Yeah. And now they're turning it into a movie.
Nah, I saw that, yeah.
What is this?
The Exit 8.
I'm just remembering it. Oh, there's a... What? What do you mean?
They cackle so much.
I'm just so good at playing dumb. You guys like, don't even get
it. It's the cackle that's burned into my memory.
Yeah, but I just remember we were yelling at him.
Like, oh, Paul turned evil. He's evil now.
We were yelling at him, and he's like, what do you mean? We're like, it's right there!
Like, you got up and, like, pointed at the screen, like, directly with your finger.
I was just so mad that you weren't seeing it, but you were. You knew what you were doing.
Oh, we also watched a little movie called November Man. That was before
we did watch the November Man.
Yeah.
forgot about that.
The Pierce Brosnan movie?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, because when I got into the car, they were just talking about Pierce Brosnan a lot.
No, we were talking about putting quarters in each other's seatbelt holders.
Classic.
So that when we crashed the car deliberately, the other person would die.
Classic Pierce.
Is that a trick that like people know about, putting quarters in? Like, I've never heard of that. I mean, it makes sense, but that's the first time I've seen that.
The one I've heard is you put quarters in like the door so that you don't have to, you don't have to go through the deskies or the night receptionists in the dorms.
Those were pennies.
You can put quarters in. I think I made 53 cents one time.
Okay. Oh. I just remember there was one door that someone kept propping and I kept taking the coins out throughout the night.
They start with quarters, but then move on to pennies. They're like, this is getting expensive, guys.
Yeah.
So yeah. So then Tony arrived and we had a good time. Probably ate somewhere.
We went to ramen.
Oh yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Shout out to Bloomy Kitchen and their excellent ramen.
My second time I went, I got the garlic, some word I can't pronounce. I think it's tonkatsu. Is that how you say
tonkatsu,
it?
Tonkatsu, yeah.
If you go there, you got to get the garlic one. It's amazing.
Do you need to get the thing that they set on fire in front of you?
No, we haven't gotten that yet, have we? We've just seen it?
No, I got it.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
We saw it when Paul walked.
Oh, so here's the thing is that I didn't eat it, so I was like, oh, I just saw it.
I don't know why in my memory, you were the one who got it. But yeah, it was Paul.
Yeah. And, you know, I think I might have accidentally done that because it wasn't like at all what I thought I was expecting. I don't actually know what I was expecting, but I remember being like, oh, this? Okay.
It was a figurative volcano instead of an actual volcano. I think it was volcano something, right?
Mm-hmm. But it was good. I just I wasn't ready for it to be on fire. But it was fun.
And then we went on a Southern Arizona road trip, which we're not going to talk about here so that Charlie has to use all the stuff he recorded on the road.
Okay. We don't have to.
And it allows us to, you know, to phone it in a little bit because it's hard to remember.
Leave more space for the bits.
That's true.
Was there any times during that trip where we were like, oh, we thought you were recording? Because I'm trying to remember if there's anything we could cover that we...
No.
He was recording a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, the recap then is I thoroughly enjoyed all the tourist attractions that we went to.
Yeah, it was a good selection of them.
It was fun.
Super cool.
It was. No misses either.
Oh, yeah. They're all interesting.
We can't talk about it though at all?
I mean, we can talk about it a little bit, but I just want to force Charlie to use all the stuff we recorded.
Could do that, because we have the recaps immediately afterwards, so, like, of all the places so we went.
No, we can talk about it.
So we can't talk about the Euchre game?
No, oh. We can't talk about the Euchre game.
Oh, we didn't talk about that. Did we?
Yeah, but we should talk about the Euchre game.
No, we don't need to talk about how I hate Charlie now.
Charlie, what did you do?
Wasn't that always what Euchre was about? We just end up hating each other by the time we're done, but we'd play it every day anyway.
Yeah, but that's probably because you like to start all Euchre games by going, I don't know, guys, I haven't played this in like 20 years. Like, shut the f*** up.
Oh, I guess... You were mad. Maybe we don't have to talk about it.
I'm mad again. Also, at one point, Charlie said that he was going to make zero decisions during the trip. And
yeah.
I got mad at him for that because I was like, what am I, your tour guide?
I know. I realized it was kind of a move and I did it. I'm sorry.
It's fine. That's just why you're never invited back.
Okay.
That's not
I promise true. To make a decision next time or enough decisions to regain some goodwill.
It's not the worst thing that he could say.
Could have just only decided to chime in for bad decisions.
That's exactly. Sure.
But we'll get to the list of bits.
Yeah. He could have said, you know what, guys? Maybe we should just live in Tucson now.
So yeah, no, Southern Arizona was a good time. Modulo Euchre. And then, I enjoyed that we got to play Euchre. Even though I was mad because I kept getting just terrible hands. Could not get a hand.
I'll confirm that. Yeah.
Oh, Charlie just happens to have the opposite color. And he's going ahead of me. Yeah.
I was getting good cards.
You're
this
describing Euchre.
Yeah.
I'm aware of what I'm doing.
Okay. Because I'm mad.
You know what? I am mad.
You can't be mad. Does that make you more mad?
Oh, telling you, a chili dog. So I don't remember if it was Monday or Tuesday, but we definitely played a board game based on Dune because it was a weekend, I guess. Dune Imperium, and it was a fun time.
You had it out on the table when I got there. It wasn't like hidden somewhere.
No, because it was a Dune weekend, and we were going to play this game that I hadn't played yet.
Yeah, all right. It was intentional. That's all I'm going for.
Mm-hmm. And Tony was forced to declare that he enjoyed it.
Yeah, I read the instructions on the first day I was there and had to try to remember them like several days later. But
the way you just said that, I read the instructions. It's like it was like an accomplishment.
It was.
Well, he had already established he was making zero decisions.
Yeah, so might as well just read this game board.
I mean, if I had not read it, we would not have played it. Nobody was going to sit down and read that for 45 minutes when we decided to play it. That's true. But yeah, it was good.
Really good game. Yeah.
I'm trying to think just what else we did. We went to Bookman's. And I went to that several. Game about a bunch of Star Trek books.
In the escape room.
Oh, yeah. We did an escape room. That was fun.
Yeah.
We actually did a good job.
We did do a good job. That was a good escape room.
What was the theme?
Like
Seven Deadly Sins.
Yeah, Seven Deadly Sins. Some fallen priest had killed a bunch of people to get eternal life or something, and we were going to try and kill him before he ended the world or something.
Does it curse our family? Yeah.
Something like that.
And so we were going to die if we didn't figure it out by, you know.
Yeah, someone had died.
Yeah, and those escape rooms at that venue are intense because they really kill you.
Mm-hmm. High stakes.
Playing with the real monsters.
But I felt like everyone contributed and we were able to get out.
Until the second to last puzzle when we had to ask for a hint. And they were like, just push the thing back farther. Oh, okay.
I swear that I pushed them back farther.
Yeah, so saw you. I saw you do it. It was all the way back.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah. Freaking.
We had to push it all the way back again, I guess.
Freaking Chris, the game guy. Like, oh, I don't know. Must not have put it back there. You could have broke the record.
I think not just based on that. Like, I think we had to pick up a couple of minutes other than that. But yeah.
And then and Paul got sick.
I did. Yeah. Like right around the time of when we got back from the trip. And then it kept getting worse.
But on the plus side, I don't think anyone else got sick.
I didn't, no.
That's great.
Yeah.
I remember that first, it was like the first or second day you had a beer and I was like, let me try that. And you were like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, I just want to try this beer. And then several days later you were sick. I'm like, oh, all right. You warned me.
Respiratory or something.
You sure you want to try that? I usually get sick.
And I hadn't been sick like that in so long. It was crazy.
I bought a Bud Light Clamato again.
That's definitely recorded. Yeah.
Shenanigans.
Oh, was that recorded?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we don't have to worry about that. All right. Kevin and Doug, we've been talking a lot. What do you think of all of that?
Good stuff.
Have you been listening to any of it?
I have been listening to 100% of it. I'm kind of trying to meditate and focus really closely on your guys' voices instead of letting my mind drift. It's been valuable to me in that way.
Oh, God. Don't worry. We're going to get to the exciting bits.
I legitimately enjoy these episodes where I just hear about y'all's adventures. I have enjoyed this thus far and look forward to more adventure retelling to come.
All right.
How about you, Doug?
I would like to learn more about Paul's sickness. So was anyone else down with the sickness or just Paul?
Just Paul.
Like ultimately.
Just Paul.
Yeah, just him.
Yep.
Was this diarangus or like...
I don't know.
A cold. A upper respiratory something.
Did you get the
sickest that I've flown. That was interesting.
Did you get the vid, Paul?
No. It just didn't seem to line up with the symptoms, and I used a test when I got home, and it was negative, so I could only assume that it wasn't It did linger for a long time, though.
Because I was just thinking of when you guys did Shenana 40s, and on the way back from that, I ended up getting sick with COVID.
Yeah,
the only time I've had COVID.
Hey, well, Adam, that's one more than Paul.
We also forgot that we fixed your toilet.
Oh, God.
What's wrong with his toilet?
I don't know how much of that wound up in recording, so go for it.
I don't think it was.
Yeah.
I don't think we recorded it.
That's not the moment where you walk into the bathroom like with the recorder, you know? Hey, we're working harder. We're only working in here. I gotta take a
Because the toilet broke before we left for...
Like, as we were leaving, just about.
Broke how? Like, shards of wet porcelain all over the floor?
No. The fill valve just broke.
Yeah.
So, like, it just ran continuously?
Opposite. It wouldn't actually fill.
Okay.
We were like, all right, well, we'll pick something up on the way back and fix it then.
Wait. Did someone take a massive... Like, what was the circumstance in which this was discovered? Okay.
Just kidding.
The circumstances in which it was discovered.
Brienne found it. She,
I think, she yeah, Brienne just it. Went in there to use the bathroom, just like a normal one, and was like, it's not doing what it's supposed to do.
Because it did the initial flush, it just didn't fill.
It didn't refill. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So she took a piss.
Even she noticed that, and I didn't just like stop in there next, you know.
Right, Paul. She took a piss, and she washed her hands
before she took a shower. I have not done since.
She did not do any of this, for the record.
Oh, I forgot she listens to this.
Do not get me in trouble. But yeah, we were like, all right, so just use the bathroom in the master, like that's fine, and then we'll fix it. We got home from the trip around 7:30, 8 o'clock, might even been like 9 actually by that point. Pretty late.
Earlier.
We got home and then remembered that the toilet was broken and we hadn't fixed it. So we went to the restaurant so people could use the bathroom because it was going to be a non-starter for everyone to be using the master bath, like just wandering in and out of the room. So it was like, all right, we got to fix this. And then like, as we're like at the restaurant, I'm looking up like hours on my phone and I'm like, oh, Home Depot closes in like 45 minutes. I guess I need to go there and get stuff. And Tony was kind enough to come with, and he knew, he was like, all right, you need this. So he pulled up, found like the fill valve. He's like, this is what you get. And I was like, all right. And I bought some channel locks because I was like, you might need channel locks and I don't have them. And if at the very worst, I just have a pair of channel locks. So we bought that, got back to the restaurant because we left the restaurant to do this. While Charlie, Paul, and Brienne just sat there just kind of enjoying appetizers and drinks and stuff waiting for us.
We ordered for you so to be ready when you got back.
No, I appreciate that. But yeah, so we got the stuff, went back to the restaurant, enjoyed a nice meal, came back, and then those two off while me and Tony like tried to figure out how to do this, which for a long time was just Tony, because Tony was like, this is my job.
Yeah.
This is what I do.
I mean, so there was the whole aspect of me like, I don't want to make decisions, I don't want to do anything. But I think this was more like, at home I would do this, but everyone else here is more qualified to do it than I am. We'll probably do it much more quickly and efficiently. I deferred to expertise.
So Tony got in there and just started disconnecting the water line, whatever you call that part.
Yeah.
And pulled out the fill valve, put the new one in, and it became apparent that, the water line, the thing that connected to the water main, had corroded and also needed to be replaced.
Oh.
At this point, it was...
Everyone had to piss.
Everyone had to go to the bathroom. I had driven the entire way back.
Hold on.
No.
Do you not have a bucket?
That was going to be plan B.
You know, you fill the bucket from the tub and you pour it into the tank and then you can flush.
Yep, that was being talked about at that point.
Yeah, that was plan B.
Actually, that's smart, Doug. We were just going to piss directly into the bucket.
I thought that's what you were getting at as well.
And then you can use that, but you can pour it in the bowl. And yeah,
everyone,
it's you just fucking piss.
You just piss directly into the top of the toilet. And there you go. Onesies up top, twosies down below.
This is some real Dune still suit sort of thinking here. Being really efficient with our waste.
So, Doug, we needed you there.
Yeah.
Luckily for everyone involved, Walmart was still open.
That's true.
I had driven on the way from Southern Arizona back like the whole way, which I was fine with, but I wasn't ready to do that and then immediately start having to do like lots of plumbing. So everyone else was kind enough to go to Walmart and leave me there where I could just sort of sit and not have to deal with it for like 20 minutes. And which what turned out was a good thing in part because they needed me to take a photo of the line to know what size it was, I think.
We also needed to pee, so.
Well, yeah.
That's another good reason to go to Walmart.
Yeah. And also the Walmart, the bathroom there was pretty nice.
Yeah.
And
nice subway tile.
I wasn't here for this part, but I heard that the Walmart cashier was pretty engaged in the story.
She was very talkative. She had opinions. She wanted Brienne to make sure that she held on to the receipt so that the landlord would pay for fix.
And I offered to eat the receipt.
You did.
You fool. Those have BPA.
That's a drop in the bucket of my plastic.
Your microplastics diet.
But I believe I heard something to the effect of people brought like the pieces in and the cashier was like, who broke the toilet?
And I pointed to Paul.
Yeah.
Because Paul's my fall guy comedy boy when I'm out and about. Yep. I apologized to him as we were walking out. I was like, hey, sorry I said you broke the toilet.
But yeah, so they got parts and then went in and replaced the line, and that actually fixed it. And so everything was well. And it turned out it was a good thing I had bought the channel locks because we used them a bunch.
Yeah. Now, update on the toilet.
Still working well. I had to adjust the amount of water in the bowl. Yeah. We had made it actually a little low, it seemed, it turned out.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if you had a big boy, it was going to be peeking out. So,
ugh.
Needed to adjust that.
Turtle head, if you will.
Yeah.
Peek it out.
Just emerging from the water, wafting its scent around.
Oh, you had so much fiber.
That'd be more like an alligator.
More like an eel, the way mine look.
Oh. it does kind of look like an eel. You're right.
You've seen his Is that what you're implying?
Oh, are you not on that text thread? Definitely can add you.
Thank Christ, am not.
Wait, what?
The boys' bowel chat.
Oh, yeah, no.
We post pics with our stats. You know, this is with 100 grams. Psyllium husk.
Now, is this just you and your friends, or are your doctors on this chat too?
Well, they were, but they kept telling us that our heart rate spiked.
They are you
accuse us of going it? Accuse us of being haunted houses. I'm jacking off.
I say jerking off now. I think I'm saying jacking off sounds like worse.
Prude. That's what the skit says.
I know. I'm just saying how I feel about it. I thought we could have a topic.
Like when I say, yeah, I think I'm the same way, except when I'm saying that I hope I don't.
Not even supposed to be here.
Yeah. All right. Sorry.
Yeah. So yeah, we did fix the toilet. So thanks again, Tony, for all your help with that.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
And you still rocked it. Yeah. So we did that. We played Dune the next day. Oh, we watched a very important cinema landmark on the trip.
I remember this. Yep. Now, did we record? I think we did record about it a little bit.
Did we? I don't remember.
Well, who cares?
You kept pulling that recorder out all the time. I don't know what got recorded.
It was always in the car, though.
Yeah, but we watched it after the car.
Yeah, well, I took it around, like, to Bookmans or whatever else we were doing or going out to eat. Mm. Anyway, I'm trying to remember the title of it. I mean, The Boss Baby Family Business?
You got it.
That's it. Yeah, it's the second Boss Baby movie.
Wait, I missed out on the second Boss Baby movie?
You did.
The first viewing,
book,
yeah.
It was that book off. for $3 as a Blu-ray seal.
And so did you make Paul pay for it?
I did not. But I believe we all did give him for spoiling it for us ahead of time.
Yeah, Paul paid for it in other ways.
Yeah, only for like a few years.
And guess what? I actually really loved it. I loved it more than anybody. I was like a little kid. I was giggly the whole time.
I enjoyed it. It was a bit more of a family-friendly product than the original. It's a little less...
suggestive?
Yeah, a little less suggestive. It's a little less weird. And I realize I'm saying that about a movie where two grown adult sons are turned into babies again.
Spoiler.
Spoiler, yeah.
Kevin, have you seen Boss Baby 2?
It was an enjoyable movie.
Have I seen Boss Baby 2? Yeah. I have not seen Boss Baby 2. I've seen Boss Baby 1.
As have I.
How many times have you seen Boss Baby 1?
Just the one time felt like enough for me.
Oh, what a lie. Yeah,
just the once at your place, Tony.
We watched it 7 times in the space of a weekend.
Yeah. Oh. And I'll never forget, Adam sends a text message and he's watching the Boss Baby on the flight back to
Arizona. On the flight home.
A real you had to be there moment.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a good time. And then all too soon, people had to leave.
Yeah.
And so they did.
I bet on the game and ended up winning $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was after you failed to win $1,000 that you promised us. So
yeah, no kidding. Well, he almost won that bet. And he said he was so excited when he was with us. He said he was going to split it with us if he won. And he lost that one. But then he won another one later.
But Adam had declared Shenaniganza over.
Yeah.
Over. It was.
So
it's sorry, it's eligible. The law.
You guys weren't eligible for the sharing.
Yeah, it must be present to win. That makes sense.
But I had a level of excitement to the car rides. Tony, seeing how his bets were ended up.
Tony gambling, yep.
I almost won, and I was almost just going to give it all to Charlie, because...
Because we're in the backseat. We're backseat buddies.
Because we're in the backseat. Yeah, we're backseat buds.
Oh, I didn't know that. If I knew that, then Charlie would have been walking home. Not Tony, but Charlie.
Tony's got the money. He could potentially give me more.
Yeah. That's right. Well, Charlie's not your backseat buddy anymore, so might as well give it to your car friends.
Paul, are you my front seat, bitch?
All right. So does that about sum up the general what happened during Shenanigans?
I think so, yeah.
Did you miss anything important besides the bits and the stuff that we recorded already?
I bought a Civilization.
Oh, you game did. Board. Yeah, you did. Civilization, yeah. Board game. Yeah,
that's pretty hot. Did I say game board?
Well, you did buy the game board.
Yeah,
board game.
It's in there. Thankfully, it was all in there.
Yeah,
I mean, it was.
I was sealed. Yeah, I was scared that I was gonna leave it. I almost did, and then I said
that, as Paul has said many times, buyer's remorse fades. Not buyer's remorse sticks with you. And you got a great deal on it.
I did, actually.
Yeah.
So are we ready for the bits?
I can't wait to hear them.
Kevin and Doug?
It's going to be tough to, you know, it's like jumping into
somebody's, I think,
roaring rapids.
So I don't know what's happening, but I'm ready.
Is this the dessert?
But before we do that, though, we've got a chip flavor to try.
You're going to sing a song about it?
When a problem comes along, sing a song about it. When I'm on the podcast, I have to sing a song about it. In the middle of a sentence, sing a song about it. Da na 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 na. Sing a song about it. Da na 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 na. Sing a song about it. There we go.
Do I have? Oh, I guess I have to do that. But I was also going to say that I have a chip flavor to taste.
Well, now you're going to sing a song.
All right.
About that chip flavor.
Did you say a psalm?
All right, to the tune of what?
Hit that.
So you'd be surprised how quickly it fades. Could you give me a second while I hear like the first? Unless you want to sing like sing it slightly for me.
Did that help? Or?
It did for that exact amount of the song.
Do I need to pull it up on my phone?
He'll pull it up.
I'll pull it up on my phone.
I assume I assume it's his ringtone now.
Is this one of the bits? Is this going to be explained?
Yes.
Okay.
It's on the list.
So, Adam, yesterday I was going to trivia, and on Spotify, it's like they have a new DJ thing or whatever, and it's like, do you want something that's like upbeat or whatever? I'm like, yeah, sure. So I hit it. He's like, all right, here we go. And Hit That came on first.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's my God. Awesome.
It's because it's so good.
It's just, it's too good. I really want to make money on it.
I need to rewatch season 3. I think I only watched it the one time. I need to fix that.
Yeah.
All right. I've got a bag of Lay's. It came from France. It's tapenade flavor. I'm not looking forward to trying this out. It looks pretty bad. And I don't know what it says on the bag at all. And so it is. So Kara recently took a trip to Italy. And she did send us a picture of some Lay's that she saw there. That is not what she brought back. Thank goodness. That cursed bag of Lay's.
No, those were Doritos.
Oh, those were Doritos? White? Oh, that's right.
They were.
Yeah. As she was hustling through Charles de Gaulle Airport, apparently it took her like, there's a 4-hour layover, and it took her the entire time to get from the flight, off of the flight to the next flight. And she had to take two different buses like in the airport. But she did manage to get this tapenade flavored Lay's, which I'm not looking forward to. As I said, I don't really like tapenade. I'm hoping
tapenade
that
is a name for a spread, condiment, and culinary ingredient consisting of pureed or finely chopped olives, capers, and sometimes anchovies.
Ugh.
All right. So I'm opening the bag.
You got to sing.
What am I singing?
Hit That.
I did. Did you were listening?
You got to keep going, bro. The segment's not over.
Charlie, I think you have to be punished, so you have to sing while you
eat. All right. I'm opening the bag. I'm sticking my nose in. They smell just like regular chips, but they're ridged and they look normal type. I'm not sure I'm not sure they're that unique, but we'll see how they taste now. Oh, these aren't too bad, I'd say. I'll probably eat the rest of the bag now. Probably not worth the effort to bring them back, but I'll eat them anyway.
Be sure to tell your wife that.
Charlie, I need to hear you saying something to the effect of, I know I want to eat that. I know I want to eat that.
I know I want to eat that. I kind of want to eat that, sort of.
I know I want to eat that.
It's not bad. I mean, it's got a little bit of that meaty flavor to
What's it taste
though.
Like?
Doesn't taste like tapenade, not that I've had before. I've had tapenade and like spit it out before. It's not my favorite. I don't know. I mean, just like, yeah, just kind of like olive oil. Just a little bit of like a meat, like a if there's like a ground beef sort of flavor, which I know is not what it's going for, but you know, if you have like a hamburger chip, but like, or like a taco chip, but not like super strong, like pretty faint. So it's edible. My best guess at reading the bag is there's something that says new, 50% vegetable oil. The flavor text in the back says Lay's, heart of producing chips, irresistible and inspirational, or inspired by our region.
You're using Google Translate. What's going on?
A unique flavor. I'm just
let him cook.
Based
he's learning French on the fly.
That's it. I am translating the French based on my knowledge of English. Pomme de terre.
Picture
100%, 100% French.
Vacation.
Pomme de terre.
Is that potato?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, Charlie going on vacation.
These are 100% French.
Like, where did you learn French from? I learned it from a chip bag.
I learned it from my knowledge of English. Like, what? Like, that was the most absurd thing to say.
I simply extrapolated.
It's 100% French potatoes. I think durablement might mean sustainable. like sustainably cultivated? I don't know. Right, be honest, I don't know. Yeah, okay.
All right. Charlie ate some chips that weren't as gross as we hoped. All right. So let's get to the bits.
Everybody, I love that we've been holding off on the bits. Like, it's a big reveal.
I love that. like 50% of them are just not safe for radio.
It's like exactly. It's like how you eat the vegetables before you get to the actual part of the Chinese food you want to eat.
Yeah.
All right. So the first one is a me and Paul thing. Well, not just me and Paul, but as we mentioned in the Dune podcast, we watched Dune, which features Sting. And so the first bit is just that Sting was following us around.
He was, though. Like, he was everywhere. Like,
we would go into stores and they would be playing Sting songs. Not necessarily police songs, specifically like Sting solo songs.
Wait, this was a thing that was actually happening?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, once we watched Dune, suddenly Sting was everywhere. I don't know if there's much more to share other than that, but he was our guardian angel on Shenanatenza.
Yes, and I think that was definitely happening that first day with just you two, because you were talking about it when I got there.
Yeah, because I remember at one point, Paul, like, stopping while we were in, like, Safeway and going, "That's Sting." And then I think we went to, like, a Z or something, and I was like, "That's Sting."
They were even playing instrumental Sting on the plane while I was entering on my way home.
This bit didn't get a whole lot of traction, despite Paul's best efforts, but that's the I'm a baby throwback.
I tried.
And what is that, Paul?
It's mostly something I do when I'm, like, just really hyper.
Hyper.
Where I'm like, I'm a baby. change me. Wow.
I'm a baby. I'm dirty. Change me.
I'll like roll around on the ground, you know, like kick my legs up.
I'm sorry. Do you do this in public? Or is this something you do in the privacy of your home?
What is it called when you're with your boys? Laying on the ground, kicking your legs in the air.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a name for that because it happens so often.
All right. I believe we talked about homeroom teacher, although I don't know if we fully acknowledged that she was a lewd figure.
You said that earlier, and I don't know what that means.
I'm picturing an action figure of some sort. I don't know what scale we're talking about here.
About a foot tall.
A 1/7 scale, if I were to guess.
Okay.
Maybe 1/8. Non.
So if she's a foot tall, then the real character is 8 feet tall. 8 feet tall.
I don't make the rules on anime figure scales. I've never seen one that's 1/5. You just don't really see that. You go straight from 1/8 or 1/7 to 1/4. But honestly, she probably could be 8 feet tall.
And your heart.
I think I like that version. She's not that overtly lewd, but like definitely not something you would wear to your job as a teacher.
Yeah. And that led to a conversation that maybe we have to cut. But hot glue kept coming up a lot.
Yes, I definitely can't make it, but we have to talk about it.
Yeah, this is for the after dark portion.
Yeah, because you two were talking about that one for a while, and I was just letting it go, and eventually I had to ask what you were talking about.
Don't it act seems like you it's didn't no, know it the seems... whole time.
Y'all can make a pretty good guess.
Kevin, what's your guess?
No, if it's horrifying and related to hot glue, are you gluing holes shut that maybe are in the human body and should not be glued shut? Okay.
Hot glue is a euphemism. How's that?
And it relates to what we were talking about.
Wait, what? What does it relate to that we were talking about? I thought it's I knew.
The homeroom teacher.
Yeah, the little figurines.
Like jizz, like a cum shot. Like,
yeah.
Just blasting out of the wall and, like, okay.
Well, so, like, in the used figure world, I don't I don't want to reveal myself too much, even on a personal level right now. But
look, I need you to keep talking and explain it before my imagination takes over. I thought this was from internet
comment etiquette with Eric or whatever.
Yes. That's where I had first heard of this.
That's the only place I've heard of it.
Eric never said hot glue. That I had to see on the internet.
Trying to help, Paul.
No. Yes. Suffice to say, hot glue might be one reason why two identical figures, one is $150 and one is $100, both. Maybe the $100 one had a history of hot glue.
So we talked about that a lot.
So do you just have like a bucket of quaternary ammonia that you have to soak it in or what? Because I imagine bleach is going to be a problem.
You pays your money, it takes your chances.
Do they come with like a Carfax report of the prior use history or anything like that?
I think that would
unregulated market.
Damn.
We like it that way, I think. I don't mind.
This one I don't quite remember. Paul, you might have to remind me. Box of Good and Plenty for breakfast?
Yeah.
I seem to remember it involved Charlie. That's a good one. But before Charlie was there.
Huh. Oh, wasn't it the breakfast place we went? No. This rings a bell, but I just don't remember it. We three went to breakfast, yeah.
Was eating a box of Good and Plenty's and then kissing Kara while they were still in your mouth or something? Like they were like caught in your teeth and you were kissing them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They do catch in the teeth.
No.
If you eat enough of them fast enough.
And then this is an Arizona phenomenon, the Long John butt check. What do you think that is, Doug?
Does it involve going to Long John Silver's?
Does not.
Then are you up in the mountains? Why do you have Long John's on?
Kevin, any thoughts?
I had also went to Long John's, both silver and the pant type outfit. Long John butt check. Like a check like in hockey when you're like smashing into someone, or is it jizz again? last time it was jizz.
Is it solid guess,
but no.
Okay. Yeah,
you can ever take on any of these. So.
is it like, the cream filled long donuts?
It is.
Yes.
So the butt check is probably to see what kind of filling it has, whether it's the white cream or if it's the yellow custard.
Well, in Arizona there's a third variant.
What?
Like a berry situation or
the
like
unfilled.
Where it's all shut.
Oh my gosh.
So you have to do the butt check to see if it's filled or not. Where you just stick your finger down into the Long John.
Just really just get in there.
I had just gotten a Long John on the way to the airport. On the way there, and the Quick Trip had Long Johns, and they had like Long Johns listed as filled and unfilled. So they acknowledged that there was a difference and that both things were somehow correct, which is not true. They refused to take a side.
Normal and faulty.
So
unfinished.
So at Meijer, the Meijer Bakery, where I'm at, I normally go to the Greenfield Meijer in Wisconsin here.
Shout out, Greenfield!
They don't fill it from the butt anymore. They just jam it in, like, three different spots in the side and, like, fill it from the side that way.
Does it distribute better when they do it that way? It sounds like more work.
How are you supposed to get just a bite from the wrong end and get a tiny bit of no filling and then way too much filling?
you don't. It's like more evenly distributed and I don't like it.
I kind of envision when it's from the end that it could be more even because you bottom out first and then as you withdraw, you distribute the exact right amount on your way out. Like that's the way it should be.
Well, if someone's doing it right. Yeah.
Like, this was a post-COVID change, and I assume that it's done for incompetence reasons.
It feels like eating a banana from the side or something.
Gosh, what a freak thing.
Eating it like a watermelon. All right, so the next bit is Hit That, which you've experienced somewhat. But basically, the reasoning was that when it was just me and Paul, I was like, we could go to I don't remember. I think I said, well, like, we could go to half price and then we can go to the book off up north or whatever. And he was like, yeah, let's hit that. And I had the Offspring greatest hits in my car. So I just keyed up hit that because he said it. And so that became the theme for Shenana Tenza because I just started playing it all the time for everyone.
And then it became the we're moving again. We're in the car and we listened to the whole thing and then you shut it off.
Yeah, and I turn off
no music. It's the only song I heard for like 3 days straight.
That's why I'm surprised you forgot it.
I know. I remember like the opening riff there, but there's no lyrics there. But the other thing that I have to acknowledge too was that at some point, because I did not know that was the Greatest Hits album, I believe I said, it's like, oh yeah, you know, I haven't really listened to that much Offspring, but I like this album. They made a pretty good album here. Only later realizing that.
The next one is the Chaotic Neutral Groin Hug.
We're getting into some of my favorites.
I don't know that one.
That's where you grab someone and hug them real close, groin to groin, and then you pee your pants.
Oh, so that well, okay. Yes. I didn't know that that's what that was called.
Yeah, you have to pee your pants.
You're trying to figure out the alignment of someone who would do that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You said you pee your pants and then what?
And then it soaks into their pants.
Yeah.
So you pee both pants.
But why did we do that? There was a reason. There was a good reason, too.
There's not a good reason. No good reason to do that.
There was a good reason.
It was the other person's crotch on fire, and you needed to put it out really fast.
I think it was like... it was like another was way so of dumb. Saying hello. Like...
Oh. Yeah, I don't remember how it came about.
Yeah.
Is it like a plausible deniability thing where you're like, well, now it could have been them or me, and now you don't know, like if you really had to pee?
It came up organically, but I can't remember why.
I don't think it would be chaotic neutral if you were doing it like at someone or like to try to frame someone else for having potentially pissed both of your pants.
Yeah, I think it was neutral because you also got pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was chaotic because obviously it's chaotic.
Why would a human being do that? Yes.
It's not calculated.
I think we all follow with the logic here for sure.
That one hit pretty good, Adam.
Oh, that was a good one.
We'll see about the next one in a sort of similar vein. But you've heard of self-driving cars, right?
Oh, God. I forgot about that
I like
one.
This one, too. This
is yes.
One. Yes?
Yes.
Well, what we really need in a self-driving car is a catheter that attaches, and so you just piss while you're driving. And then it leads up to an open-air evaporation tank on the roof.
But so didn't
if you
we
hit
somehow...
the brakes, like, it sloshes out. But
yeah. But didn't we somehow, like, fuel it with our piss?
It got real involved. That's the only part I wrote down. Well, that is the name of it, but
we couldn't, you know, like legally just let it dump on the ground. So we had to put it, get rid of it somewhere. So evaporation was, and I think we also entertained the idea of it being more active than just the evaporation tank. Like maybe like swirling it. Like, what? Like Waymo LiDAR style, but like,
oh yeah.
And then, of course, there's some of the other functions that you could do
use it for
if you expanded the nozzle types.
But I think we decided it was a vacuum, right? Like it just sucked on there.
Oh yeah, yeah. It doesn't go in. It slurps it out.
No, it's a condom.
It's like
catheter.
One of those.
Yeah.
It's like those vacuums you see at the car washes that are just always on.
Is there a name that we came
There is
up
a name.
With?
The name has an umlaut.
Oh, it was, yeah.
It's Roadhead.
Roadhead. Roadhead.
Yeah.
And it's spelled R, because Rod. Remember Rod?
Rod, yeah.
Rod.
Because me and Paul were going to buy porn at the hotel room. And we looked at all the porn that you could buy, and it was all like Rod.
Some guy named Rod. Like all of
Rod. Yeah. Big Rod does bangs girls, or I don't know.
It really was the family friendly version of, like, very definitely. It didn't dawn on me for a while. I was like, oh, they're just swapping it out.
What do you think of that idea, Kevin?
I think it's a great idea. I do not think it tops pissing someone else's pants in the hunt.
Yeah, that one was a big. That got big laughs in the moment as well.
All right, the next bit is less cacti, more jacti.
You can see a theme here, guys.
Sure, yeah.
But didn't we find a cacti?
Cactus Jacks, yeah.
Yeah, Cactus Jacks. That's how it came up. Well, there was I don't remember the bumper sticker, what it said. But it didn't make sense at all.
Less honking, more tonking.
Less honking, more tonking. And we had no idea what that meant.
We spent a long time trying to figure out what that meant.
So then Paul was looking out the side, like the window, and he's like, Les, there's a cactus. He's like, cacti, more, jacti. And then we saw Cactus Jacks, which was a used car.
The next one is Benson, Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, I think, just that we passed through the town of Benson, Arizona, as immortalized in the Dark Star song.
Oh, so that was another song that I got to listen to during those 3 days that wasn't Hit That.
It was Hit That, Benson, Arizona, and the theme to Benson.
Well, we actually, Charlie.
Yeah, we drove through Benson a couple times because there were a lot of road closures on the way down.
Yeah, like we had to double back quite a bit. Like they're just like, yeah, this only way through is completely closed without really any notice.
Yeah, please backtrack 20 miles.
Ooh.
Oof. Yeah, that was rough.
The next bit is that while we were on the trip, we learned that Tony's super angry and yelling all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he's doing right now.
Yeah. So, out of line.
So we went to McDonald's for like lunch. And the person gave me the wrong thing, and I was like, the wrong sandwich. I was like, oh, it's fine. Like, I don't mind. And she went back, and she's talk like, sorry, my manager said I had to switch it. So they switched it. And I was like, okay, you know, thank you. And she walked away, and then I just turned to everyone and said, sorry, I got really mad right there, guys.
What's funny is that she was going to give it to you. She's like, I think you can have it. I'll just check with my manager first. And then she came back. She's like, no, actually, I can't give it to you. And my manager said no.
I'm just going to throw it away. I was just hoping I was going to get a free sandwich. But I think the manager knew my intentions, even though he didn't see me.
Yeah. So anyway, so he's Tony like, spent the whole trip.
Yeah, this guy's too nice. He needs to be mad to get the free one.
Yeah, so Tony spent that whole trip at that level of anger. So we kept pointing it out to him. We're like, calm down, Tony.
All right, I'm sorry I got so mad there. And at first, I think Paul, we're eating, so, you know, he did. He's like, you didn't get that mad.
I mean, I was scared, but like normal people would probably be fine.
Hey, Paul, are you nervous?
So I actually have a story of being mad.
Yeah, please.
So I had to call the credit union yesterday and request that they send me a new ATM card because my old ATM card had expired. And they hadn't sent me a new one, which I seem to recall is just how it goes these days. Like, they just don't send me an ATM card unless I ask for it.
Yeah.
That's not the upsetting part. The upsetting part was that I called, and instead of getting a human, instead of getting a phone tree, I got an AI.
Ooh.
A stupid AI.
Yeah, you said AI.
Well, like, not just stupid in the sense of, like, a phone tree, you know, like, you expect a phone tree to be like, I don't understand you, please repeat that. I don't understand you. Please repeat that. Because it's, you know, not good with the understanding the speech. No, this was like, you would, you know, like I would say something. I was like, customer service? And it would just be dead air. Like, I called three times before I was finally able to successfully get through to a person and, you know, talk to them and, you know, get the card sent to me. And, you know, they had like a survey at the end. And so I, you know, savaged it on the survey. And I was like, you know, so it got off and I was like, huh, was I rating the computer or was I rating the person who helped me? So I called back and was like, feedback. And it's just like silence. I'm like, feedback, provide feedback on Fran, you know, which is the name of the AI. And then it starts giving me like the history of the person they named it after. And I'm like, no, shut up. You customer service operator. And finally,
you subscribe to FranFax.
Yeah, basically. So I got through to a guy who basically, this poor person had to, you know, take down notes of me being just unbelievably upset about this thing, just rage and wanting to make sure that whatever the survey stuff I provided was about the computer and not about the person, because the customer service person was very nice and very helpful. And I hated the computer, and I was like, probably maybe you need like some constructive criticism here. Tell the people responsible for this that it's a really bad idea to, you know, have the customer say something and not respond for like 20 seconds. But yeah, it was an incredibly upsetting experience. Like,
yeah,
terrible way to start my day yesterday morning.
Yeah, you seem mad.
You know, I'm not really mad compared to how I was yesterday morning. Like, this is like a one. And well, that was like a 97.
Just stop yelling. Okay, you're mad. Thank you for that story, Doug. That does sound awful.
It's the real life version of like, your wife's new legal name is Target. Yeah, Target.
All right. The next one we've talked about a bit, but just to be clear, the idea is that it's Shenanatenza. We're driving down to Southern Arizona. And I decide that this is the moment I'm going to reveal I've been wearing a toupee for the last 10 years, and I'm completely bald.
Oh, we laugh pretty hard on that one. just you, like, pulling your hair off. Also, your eyebrows. And you're driving. It's like, there's, like, the danger of, like, why is he sharing this right now?
Like, is it because we can't get out of the car?
Yeah, exactly.
I believe the next one is a Paul bit. I know it involves the Copper Queen mines, but the bit says tiny vest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was that because the guy made fun of me?
Well,
you got like a tiny vest. I was given a vest, right?
Yeah. that was like too small for me.
Got like a youth medium vest.
Yeah.
Because they make you put on a safety vest when you go into the mine. And so the one they gave Paul was too small for him.
Oh, you filled this one out. And then.
Yeah, there was.
He's like, it's okay. It's a small one. And then he looked at me. He goes, well, you fill that one out too. Thanks.
There was like real, like. It was a real double fat shaming moment.
Like, yeah. But like, he was trying to like console you and be like, ah, don't worry, I'm a small tiny vest. And then he looked at me and he's like, oh, that's a big boy. He turned out, was that Steve?
Was that the guy who didn't talk much?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was.
I think he was just there to. He said like two things to us. And,
yeah. You know, he was just there to roast us. That was his main role on the tour.
You know what? Actually, I like it now if that's his role.
The next bit says Culver's, which I believe is tied into the following bit about mommy, daddy.
Yeah, you were the dad.
Oh, yeah.
I was daddy, mommy, and you were daddy, daddy. And yeah. You would only take us to Culver's, but we would never go. Or no, we would never go to Culver's.
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't behave, would promise right? it. Because, but yeah, I was like, if you behave, I'll take you. But then you would fall asleep or something.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, well, you were asleep, so we didn't go. Basically, yeah. I had to play, me and Tony had to be parental figures for the trip.
So when Paul would get into his baby phase, then he would, you know, give him a good spanking.
One of the daddies has got to change me.
And it's never the one he wants.
No, I don't want mommy daddy this time.
This entire trip sounds like an acid trip. Like, Jesus Christ.
And we were all sober.
Yup. Fantastic.
All right. Oh. The next bit is, we're almost done. The next bit is, it was a good game, but I don't know what that refers to.
I think that was just, we kept saying that while we were playing Euchre. Oh, I think we were playing it during Euchre. Like, oh, that was a good game.
All right. Well, then the final bit is saloon rules.
Yeah, that was that guy.
Yeah. Charlie, you want to talk about that guy?
It's what, saloon rules? Is that what you said? Saloon rules?
Yeah.
The guy who was singing?
Yeah.
He told us it was saloon rules.
So what could you do in a saloon?
Oh.
Charlie? Something with the girls?
Oh, right. You could look but not touch. That's right. It's like, I remember being a little bit like, okay.
Well, now I can't look. I wasn't looking.
Now I can't even look.
So that got a bunch of play because Tony would say things like, well, it's saloon rules.
Do whatever we want. As long as you don't touch.
Also, they had their restroom in the saloon. This was in Tombstone, but their restroom had three kegs for urinals, and they had like a sign saying that like we recycle. So I helped them fill up the Coors Light keg. I think Paul was a local brew.
Yeah, so. I like a good story and drinking piss joke as much as the
Well, I mean, we did start. Paul, we did start talking about the logistics of how you would get the piss back into the to the taps. And we figured it out. We could do it.
Yeah, it's really, you know, it's
just plumbing.
It's no harder than running a dairy. It's easier, really.
You're right. It is easier than a dairy. Jesus.
But think how much easier it would be if you had the self-driving catheter.
Yeah.
Those are all the bits I wrote down.
I didn't write any bits down.
Miss any crucial bits?
I mean, I'm sure they'll come. Some of them will come up in the recordings.
Sure.
That'll be interesting. Indeed.
Yeah, I don't think the rest of us wrote any of them down, which is a problem. I'm glad you wrote some of them down.
I'm kind of looking forward to having, like, at least the context around some of them actually totally wrong.
So, Charlie,
you
eating tapenade?
I am. I like it more than I thought I did. All right. Yes, Adam.
Now that you've experienced a shenaniganza full, would you do it again? Or was it too much?
No, I'd do it again. Absolutely. I think one of the things is like when you distill all the bits down into just explaining them one after the other, it does seem like an acid trip, but when they're spread out over the course of, you know, a week almost.
There was plenty of just driving in silence with no radio. That was totally
raw dogging it.
Yeah, that came up a few times.
It did, yeah.
Yeah, these are just the bits we wrote down. There are plenty of other bits that just didn't get written.
They're just lost to the ether.
Yeah, it really sounds filthier than it is because the filthy ones just like stick in the brain.
That's true.
And then Kevin, what do you think? Do you want to join a shenaniganza sometime?
I'm certainly open to it. Keep me looped in for whatever shenana levens or schwa would be.
Oh, did we decide what the
Yeah, we're going to Japan.
Oh yeah.
Damn. Yep. that's an escalation.
Well, no, Paul gets to decide.
Yeah, because it's Shenana 40 is a part two. But Charlie said he'd pay for everything, so
I'm definitely in.
I'll say it. If I hit a bet, a big bet, like a $20,000 bet, I'll pay for all of us to go.
Do you make a lot of bets where you could hit $20,000?
I will now.
And if he goes completely broke, then we have to pay for him.
I've never done it. Yeah. Yeah. If I lose, then you have to pay for me. That's funny. No, you can put in like $10 bets and you just pick a lot of things and then.
Yeah. It's 2,000 to 1 odds.
Yeah.
What about you, Doug? I know you've done one before.
I mean, I'd love to do it, but partly just because the idea of having a vacation sounds nice.
Yeah.
it's been a while.
Fair.
Well, we'll put you to work.
Oh, so it won't feel like a vacation. I'll still have to take vacation time to do it, which is what the restriction is, but
I will say sometimes I do need a vacation from the vacation that is Shenaniganza.
Exactly.
Yeah. I always find myself, I'm like, I could have given myself, well, actually, I took like 2 sick days after I got home. So I did take a little vacation.
I built in an extra day after Shenaniganza just to recuperate. And then I went to work. And apparently, like the day after I left, like things went to hell and they were just like trying to do all this stuff with like half the personnel. And I just was like immediately thrown into chaos, being like, okay, this is what we do. So I felt very stressed.
Yeah.
But while that was happening, I was also in rehearsals for a show called The Front Page. And the important thing about that is that the character I play is named Murphy.
Oh, nice. Do you do the voice?
I do not do the voice.
Do you upstage everybody by doing the voice? You need to tone it down, Adam.
Yeah, how's that going? I looked it up earlier today and noted that it had already opened. So
yeah, we opened last weekend. To be perfectly honest, don't open shows on Halloween weekend. No one will come. They're busy at their parties, but
or the haunted houses,
or the haunted houses. Yeah, not so much.
I'd rather go to Aqua. But,
yeah, so Friday and Saturday were pretty light turnout, but Sunday was a full house, and they actually laughed. So because we were a little worried after Friday and Saturday, we were like, maybe this show's not funny because it's supposed to be a farce. It's the play that His Girl Friday, the movie, is based on. But no, they thoroughly enjoyed it on Sunday, so we all I think felt better as a result. So yeah, so 2 more weekends. Anyone wants to go tomorrow, I can get you free tickets. You just have to make your way here.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
I think I'm the only one who could pop. Well, I guess you guys
can. They can hop on planes, yeah.
I mean,
before Friday, yeah, right? We can hop on planes.
What?
Oh, sorry, yeah. Bring it down a little bit. Like they said, they're going to reduce like the total flights like in the US by 10% or something by Friday if the shutdown doesn't end.
Yeah. Oh, well, the show's Thursday.
So. Yeah, sorry.
Exactly. They get there, but maybe not back.
Yeah, you can stay at our place.
Yeah.
And let's then see. Brian will enjoy your company.
I don't like
three people, three additional people in the house, to be honest, was a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a lot. It was a lot. I would say too much.
I would agree with that. Two people's good. Three people, we should probably be in a third location where we're just in hotel rooms and such.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like Shenana Bismarcky's.
I could be in Phoenix for $500 tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, Adam.
That's actually better than I would have thought. It's okay. I understand. But anyway, thanks everyone for joining us on this super long multi-part episode of Shenana Tenza. Charlie can figure out how all this is going to happen. Maybe it'll just be a 3-hour podcast. That seems like a bad idea, but
3 hours, no edits.
Yeah.
What is this, the Joe Rogan experience?
And I'm Adam Gobeski.
And I'm Charlie Wallace. Special thanks to our 4 guests. We've got Doug Gobeski.
Thanks for having me.
Kevin Fredvogue.
Hey, it's been fun.
Paul Wilcox.
It was great to be here.
And Tony Huff.
Hey, it's nice to be back.
It's nice to have you back. It's always a fun time when you're on, Tony.
Well, thanks.
And I don't say that to just anyone.
He doesn't.
True.
I think Charlie wants you to like appreciate him.
Oh. Well, then he should stop treating me like a tour guide.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to our show. Make sure to check out our website, GobeskiWallaceReport.com.
And don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter. Just follow us at GW Report. And we're on the Facebook as well, just like our page, the Gobeski Wallace Report. I kind of forgot what was happening.
It's always so hard with the Twitter, with like the at. Like, you don't have to say at, do you?
I don't know. That's a question for the listeners to decide.
All right, the next one, I don't know what it is, but I'm scared. Because the bit just says blew out the O-ring.
What was that, Paul? That was me and you.
Yeah, did I say something like careful, you'll blow out your O-ring? Or
it's about pooping.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is what it sounds like. I remember that.
Yeah, I don't think there's a backstory. I think
it was
and then we just talked
just
about it,
though. Like, yeah. I don't think we're going to figure out.
I don't think there was anything, like, witty about it. It was just crass.